Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C. The Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C. And this is going to be an all new show, all new hot topics, all new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today. And don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Oh, hey. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. It's been a while since we've been live, like actually live. We were just had a live premiere of our Diddy update. If you've been missing out on our Diddy updates, there's a whole playlist created for you guys to get your Diddy update. Shout out to all of you for being here. This is a special live. I mentioned it in my Diddy update that I was going to go live because there was so much news that was coming out while I was prepping that Diddy update, which is like almost an hour and a half. But be sure to check it out. You can also check it out along with this live recap on the Kempire podcast. Can you guys hear me? See me? Let me just first do the sound check. Happy Pride. Ooh. Yeah. Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
You did a great job.
Yeah, we turned it into a pride anthem. Guys, don't forget, for Pride Month, we are raising money for The Center. The Center here in New York City has been supporting the LGBTQ+ community for many, many decades. As you know, we are celebrating Pride here and we're trying to raise money, trying to raise $3,000. We're almost at $500 already. However, we raised $500 within an hour of y'all trying to get that damn song on the soundboard. It's still on the soundboard. So I would like for us to get to $3,000 before the month is up. I actually would like to raise $5,000, but I set the bar low. It's okay. All right. We will get past 3,000. I know we can do it. All right. So Real Housewives of Atlanta is filming their reunion today. We were going to talk about that. Britt Eady skipped. Kenya was disinvited because apparently she was invited, then disinvited. She's now releasing a statement. And Demi says, I actually like that song. Demi. Mess. What else happened today? The ratings have come out. Some of y'all on X are like, Kempire, what about those ratings you were talking about last week? Have you seen the ratings for the season? The multiple weeks of series lows and demos and live ratings. We're going to get to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And if you listen to the podcast, I already read some of y'all for filth already. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I got some more for you. The Villain Era is officially here. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Philadelphia on July 10th. Then we'll be in Atlanta on August 5th. And then we'll be in D.C. on August 22nd. Then I'm back here in New York City on September 12th. All shows have meet and greets available, but the New York City show has a live stream available just for that show. And even if you're coming to the other shows, what I say in those other shows is not what I'm going to say come New York City. So get your tickets today. More information on that is available in the description. All right. I want to first start off because not only was Real Housewives of Atlanta in the news today, I already talked about the Elon and the Donald Trump of it all. We're not going to even talk about it now. But all right. We're not going to talk about that. Let me turn off my my notifications because I need to be able to focus with you guys. I'm not used to coming on live at this particular point. All right. So Real Housewives of Orange County released their trailer. So I want to play it and just react to it. I'm going to have to stop and go and remind you that we're doing this for commentary and for research purposes, which falls under fair use, the Copyright Act of Fair Use. Okay. All right. So let me just play this trailer for you and react. Have you guys watched the trailer? You can go watch it over at friends over at OMFG Reality TV on Instagram and on Twitter, X, whatever. Okay, maybe he will set us free from him being the CEO of X, too. He's dropping a lot of tea over there, Elon. Okay. Where's my trailer? Here we go. Please hold. Let me just pull up the trailer. I thought I had the trailer pulled up already, and I did, and then I closed it, and then it is what it is. All right. Let's go here. Let me go here. All right. Let me play this for you. Okay. Please pause. Pause. So at the beginning of this trailer, they're showing us the women they're getting a lie detector test. Okay, this is the new promo photos for those that are watching on YouTube. This is their new promo photos, which is not really new. They just did some color markation changes. There's nothing new here. But look, I feel like they've upgraded Orange County multiple years. They're okay. They don't need to rush in and do another update. All right, so let me just play this for you. All right, hold on.
You've never had a polygraph before?
No. There's a snake in this group. No one likes it.
I'm assuming they're doing this for fun. Maybe they're doing this as a part of an event. But it's interesting that they're including this in the trailer. They're getting this lie detector test.
She's not telling the truth. The truth always comes to light.
Enough bullshit. Make it make sense.
Why?
She's not the person you think she is.
Would you rather be a...
Tamra is telling our girl Jennifer she's not who you think she is. I think she's talking about Gretchen. All right.
Housewife of Beverly Hills.
They asked Heather Dubrow, does she really want to be a housewife of Beverly Hills? Probably.
This season on the...
Take it easy, Grandma.
I'm gonna be in the tulips.
I just, because you know, I love Amsterdam, so I love the fact that they're going to. I need to go take another trip to Amsterdam, even though I've been there multiple times. Cute potato, yes, Gretchen is back as a friend of this season.
Oh my God.
And guys, I'm not showing you the video because of copyright, okay? And that's why I'm stopping and going to. Copyright. I ain't.
Show us your Spanx.
Nope, I'm the madam.
So the ladies are in Amsterdam, and I don't know if you've ever been to Amsterdam or if you've ever been to the red light district. They have the women in the windows and things like that. I'm actually surprised that they're filming in this area, but it's you're only seeing them.
Ah. I'm gonna be looking at your vagina all night.
That's the point.
Okay. At this particular point, they're in the car. Shannon opens up her legs. Of course, they're blurring it. And this is what Emily is saying to her. I'm like, at what point do we stop this kind of behavior? Like, these are grown women.
Be looking at your vagina all night.
That's the point. I'm just kidding.
She's ready to mingle.
Did you make out with multiple men in Newport?
Yes.
Shannon. Hi, kids.
Only you can make this.
Okay, this part is with Heather Dubrow, and she's with the guys from Million Dollar Listing, LA. So apparently she's on the hunt for a new home. This will be my favorite. I don't care. I know you all going to be like, oh, but you had a problem with Erica and her rental property. But we're talking about million-dollar property that Heather Dubrow is going to be shopping for. We all, even though I wasn't watching it at the time, we all were denied seeing her build her massive home over there in Orange County. Now we get to see her do it again.
I'll give Josh a higher commission if he goes down there.
Just forever?
That's the property line, isn't it?
I broke his penis for real. Like it went like this.
That was Gretchen.
Jen and I have been hanging out a lot.
She dips herself in formaldehyde.
I said, Tamara SOS, and I got a call right away.
You're talking about Cap.
So Jennifer says that she said Tamara SOS and sends it to Gretchen. So I guess that will be her way into the group is through Jen.
Evil.
12 years, you've been going after me.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, shit.
Katie's like a silent assassin.
What you did is...
Katie, you do notice if you looked at the photos of the Real Housewives of Orange County cast trip, Katie wasn't there. So something goes down where Katie does not go on this trip, which is not good, Katie, for you to miss a group trip.
Illegal.
Okay, Shannon, because it's all my fault.
We're done.
She left her grilled cheese.
Gretchen said that you had an affair.
There's audio of them having sex.
She's lying.
Travis's son, we haven't seen in 3 weeks. He's got to go.
So there's more drama between Travis, you know, Gina's boyfriend, no engagement. Because remember, their situation was complicated. So apparently there's some more drama. That will be her storyline. I know you are all going to say, why is Gina still here?
We haven't seen in 3 weeks. He's got to go back to court.
Whenever Travis and I are happy, we pay for it.
Luke, he's sad and it breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have this son that's in crisis, and I feel alone in that. We're going to end up divorced.
Babe, you're hot.
Pause. So Emily's storyline is going to be marriage trouble? I don't believe that. And I get it. Things happen in marriages. I just feel like I don't believe it. I think because there is no storyline, because I feel like they feel like, oh, we have to come up with something. Stop playing with your marriages. Please. Okay. Oh, God. This guy is still weird. Here's Ryan and Jennifer. She's posing in lingerie, but that looks like a wedding lingerie. Well, no, she's posing in like a bathing suit that looks like she's going to get married on the beach because it's a white bathing suit with a veil. She looks good, though.
Babe, you're hot. I do.
I don't want Tamara at our wedding.
That woman caused so much pain.
Sorry, what do you want, blood?
There's probably a lot more things that we...
So what exactly is the reason why Tamara up and quit in during this trip? Okay, we'll see, maybe.
Don't know.
Are you currently keeping any secrets?
Are you kidding me?
What do you know about me, bitch?
Stop lying!
Kick rocks, girlfriend!
Run, bitch, run!
Nobody believes you, not even the lie detector test!
You're so full of sh**.
Maybe I have truth serum.
Ooh. That's called vodka.
Okay. You can watch the trailer on Entertainment Tonight's YouTube channel. You could also watch it on, I'm sure, Bravo's YouTube channel is now available. Look, I'm not familiar. As you know, I didn't watch, this is the only city that I did not watch from the beginnings. But I know the characters. I know the history for the most part. I just don't know the chapters and verses, okay? But apparently a lot of you like Gretchen. Robert, thank you so much for the super chat. Robert says the reunion set was a nasal free zone. Side note, do you watch OC? I'm ready for Gretchen is going to eat Tamara up, and Emily will once again have a fake beef with someone. Thanks, Robert. I mean, look, I have to say, despite some of the people that do not bring a lot to this show, we had a really good season last season of Real Housewives of Orange County, but we shall see. Are you guys watching Love Hotel? I'm a little behind on Love Hotel. I don't mind it. I think they did a good job with casting the men. But based off of what we're seeing this season and what we're seeing in the blogs, I don't feel like any of them walked away with the love of their lives. Even though Countess Luann is walking around with an engagement ring, possibly. So who knows? All right. Ariana says I should go back and watch. Ariana, do I look like I have time? With the ditty of it all? All right. That was it. So the new season of, that night, July 10th is my night. So if you're in Philadelphia, screw Real Housewives of Orange County, you're coming to the show. So go get your tickets. All right. But July 10th is the season premiere, season 19 premiere of the Real Housewives of Orange County. All right, I think we've vamped enough. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta and what's going on over there. Let's first talk about the ratings, because shout out to X that's watching. Keep watching. I'm never going to argue with strangers on the internet. I said what I said last week. And I'll say it again this week. So the ratings have gone up for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But as you know, first of all, when I report on the ratings, I'm doing my job. I'm not just posting on social media, okay, like some people. When I post on social media, that's my job, okay? So when I talk about the ratings had a record low in demo and views, I'm doing my job. It's not that I'm excited for it. It just happens to be bad for the people that are a part of it, including Phaedra Parks. That was her premiere episode. And here we are. But they've bounced back. Yay for 1 week. Yay. However, you know, we've been reporting on week after week where we're seeing a series low in demo and views. But I've also said, well, last week we had Memorial Day. We also had Beyonce in town. People had things to do. I've also said a lot of people are watching things on Peacock, but y'all pick and choose what you want to hear. Okay, y'all just want to be mad. Continue to be mad. Okay. Thank you, Elle Singleton. She's saying you do a good job. Thank you. Because look, I recap the show. You think I want the show to fail? I want to be able to enjoy what I'm watching and recapping. Okay? Okay, X, stay mad. Stay mad. But okay, let's talk about the ratings for this week. And I'm so glad TV Deeds used Drew Sidora as their picture. Because some might say it's because of Phaedra. But no, is it Drew? I saw Drew's interview with The Breakfast Club this morning. Drew is really handling herself well. Do I believe everything that Drew says? No. But I have to say, she's really handled herself well with everyone coming at her. And everyone is so shocked at the seating chart with Drew being on the edge of the couch, falling off the stage. But okay. So let's talk about episode 13. So episode 13 saw a spike in ratings this week. So they went from like 500 something thousand last week to 652,000 viewers this week. And their demo also went up a 0.16. I think last week it was like a 0.12, if I recall correctly. Sidebar, did you guys watch that show Next Gen NYC? I saw a lot of you were like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Okay, you also found out that Kim Zolciak took from Ariana, took her money. Are we shocked? Are we shocked that Kim, I'm actually probably more shocked that Croy was a part of that. I'm probably a little bit more shocked, but we already know that they got money problems. So I'm not completely shocked, but taking from your own child, what I did see in the comment section was a lot of y'all that had your parents put your name on their phone bills and bills and things like that being triggered by that story. Okay. But their ratings did, I'm guessing, decent for a premiere episode for a new show. 262,000 viewers with a 0.04 demo. Okay, but I think a lot of people didn't know what to expect, probably didn't know that it premiered, probably didn't have it in their DVR, probably watched it on Peacock. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. But I did see a lot of favorable things about Next Gen NYC. Y'all were mad about what I had to say about that on X too. What? All I said was, based off of the comment section on Bravo's post in leading up to the episode, I said they're probably not going to do well based off of how so many people are saying that they didn't ask for this. They want Family Karma. They want Summer House Martha's Vineyard. They want Shaza Sunset. But we shall see. All right. The Valley also saw a season low in their demo. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm a little behind on The Valley this season. And speaking of shows that they need to probably revamp as well, Below Deck. Below Deck season premiere saw a 0.10 in their demo. That's a series low in their demo. Remember, Captain Lee has been on the last couple of seasons. But Captain Lee, you know, he's gotten older. He was getting sick. I'm sure he wasn't insurable for the show. They had 565,000 viewers. I love Below Deck. I didn't really love the last season of Below Deck, the original one. I just watched Below Deck Down Under. Decent. Decent. It was a decent season. Tesker says The Valley is really dark. Oh, yeah, because of the jacks of it all. Okay. All right. Let me just talk about this. So TVD reports that RHOA's latest episode saw a spike this week. a spike in their demo, 0.16, fantastic, and viewership, 652,000 viewers. So good. Let's see if they can keep that momentum, even though we're almost done with the season. But let's see if they can keep the momentum, because everybody this week, like, what people got to say now? 1 week? Guys, we've been talking about a series low multiple weeks, a series low in the demo and the views, multiple weeks. Not just last week. Man. Oh, yeah, Mr. Melon Match says Down Under is better than the OG at this point. Funky says Justice for Family Karma, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. I agree. As Miss Esquire says the valley is really dark. Oh, okay. So maybe I won't get into it this season. Never mind. I don't need to watch anything more dark. I'm reporting on Diddy every single day. I'm good. Maybe after Diddy is done. All right. So that's the update in regards to Real Housewives of Atlanta's views for this week. If you missed our recap of this week's episode, be sure to check that out here on the channel. You can also hear it on the Kempire podcast. Let me say thank you. We had a super chat from Gary. Gary, thank you for the super chat. Gary says, RHOA is still not in the top 10 on Peacock. Oh, see, I'm not. Gary said it. I didn't even look at that. Gary, he says not even in the top 10 on Peacock. Okay. I'm sure we will get a story this week, though, about how they have record numbers this week on Peacock that we can't confirm or deny, right? All right. Let's get into what's been playing out on socials, because Real Housewives of Atlanta filmed their reunion today. I'm assuming that the reunion's done. Has Andy posted? Because you know I'm blocked. Did Andy post that the reunion's over, or maybe it's about to be over? All right, so we found out a lot of things. We already knew that Kenya Moore was invited, then disinvited from the reunion. I did not expect her to be at the reunion today. However, she came out with a statement apologizing. We'll get into that in a second. Britt Eady, though, was noticeably absent from the seating chart. So let me show you the seating chart. I did not expect Britt Eady not to be there, but Britt Eady's also releasing a statement. Girl, we didn't want the statement. We barely care. A lot of people didn't even notice that Britt Eady was not at the... I was the one who said, where's Britt Eady? And you know, normally I forget her name. So the fact that I remember it, I thought you guys would have been like, where is she? Britt Eady is absent. And you know what that normally means. It normally means that she will not be returning for another season. If you do not show up for a reunion, you're not welcome back. And... here's the thing. Yes, we've seen in recent years that's not necessarily true. Look at Mary Cosby. However, Mary Cosby is a heavyweight champion of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Britt Eady is a footnote. She's not, you know, no one's going to care, which is okay. Okay? So we got the seating chart. What did you guys think of the seating chart? Both Portia and Shamia are sitting next to Andy. We thought they resolved their issues, right? Well, we knew on social media that they had not resolved their issues. So they're both sitting next to Andy. So usually those people are the ones that have some sort of conflict. I'm guessing in Grenada, something goes down between Shamia and Portia. I hope, based off this seating chart, that Cynthia's there the entire time, because Cynthia's been holding it down this entire time when it comes to the season. When I say holding it down, meaning like an anchor, and when it comes to the cast and trying to pull everyone together while Phaedra is coming in to pull everyone apart. It's fine. We all speculated, though, maybe that Angela would be sitting next to Andy. But no, Angela's sitting next to Shamia, which is interesting because they've had their issues during the season. But I wouldn't, you know, some people also speculate that maybe Drew should have sat next to Andy across from Portia. Honestly, I think that's the way it should have been. Because Portia made Drew her storyline the entire season. But people are also speculating Drew is all the way at the end, and she's the only one from the previous season to make it on the reboot. Besides Kenya, of course, but Kenya's no longer here. But remember, I speculate, I was like, it's kind of weird that Drew hasn't done Watch What Happens Live and she's doing all these other interviews that are non-Bravo already. Yes, she's here in New York. I hear that this Sunday she's going to be doing Watch What Happens Live, finally. So I wonder if production or the network was punishing Drew for some reason. I don't know. I think they were saying it was scheduling conflicts, but I feel like something else is going on. Uh-oh, Miss Esquire, you've been a member for 40 months? Miss Esquire, I said Cynthia has been the best chaperone at camp. I don't wanna. She has. She has. Demi, thank you for being a member for 16 months. I predict Carlos King will get the Brit interview. So we won't watch? Between those two voices? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be good.
I know I won't be watching. You guys will give me the cliff notes, right? Okay, thanks. All right, so we have Kenya. Not Kenya. Damn, Kenya. Maybe Kenya will come back next season. Now that Brit's gone?
Yeah.
So we have Portia and Shamia sitting next to Andy. Next to Portia, we have Phaedra. Ooh. Then next to Phaedra, we have Cynthia. Then next to Shamia, we have Angela. Next to Angela, we have Kelly. I don't know why they did this. Maybe we do see some shifts. I know Cynthia said this in some interviews, that we see shifts during this trip in Grenada. So maybe we will see shifts when it comes to the relationship between Kelly and Angela. Because I really thought that Angela and Drew would at least been sitting next to each other. And then maybe Kelly on the end. It's interesting. Okay, so we have Kelly next to Angela, and then Drew is next to Kelly. All right. I said noticeably that Britt was absent, and I was like, what? She's not a part of this? Then I said, okay, so that is that, and we know Kenya's not going to be there. So are we confirming that we're not going to even talk about what happened between Kenya and Britt? Or are we just going to share everyone's reaction? Y'all really ruined this season. Belicious, I did watch the Breakfast Club interview. Belicious, thank you for being a member. She says, Kem, did you see Drew Shaden go naked hair looking a mess by the head? I did. She talked about that on the Breakfast Club this morning. Okay. PJ says, Kempire, honestly, why is it production gets to dish out punishments? It's not production. And this is what I've been trying to let you guys know. It's not really up to production when it comes to any of this stuff. This is really falling on Andy Cohen and the Bravo executives. They're the ones making these decisions and these casting decisions. They're the ones who made that decision, I believe. I'll say allegedly. They're the ones who made the decision to keep the Kenya storyline in, to keep Kenya in there, but no confessionals and no Kenya at the reunion. And we did a separate video talking about, according to my sources, what they were not offering Kenya. They wanted to do a special with Kenya. They didn't want to do this reunion thing. They wanted to do like a separate episode with Kenya. Yeah, they wanted to. And according to my sources, they didn't want to pay her for it. So it was going to be like this separate thing. And mind you, they get like a bonus to do the reunion. I don't know when they get that bonus. I don't believe automatically they get that bonus. I believe you get the bonus after you do the reunion. That would make sense, especially when someone like Britt Eady doesn't show up for the reunion. All right. Okay. So noticeably absent was not, okay, maybe not noticeably. I pointed it out that Britt Eady was not a part of the seating chart. So Britt Eady, according to People Magazine, before Britt Eady released a statement, we'll get into Britt Eady's statement in just a second, but let me get into what People Magazine's reporting at the time this came out. The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 reunion will be missing two of its stars. All right. People can exclusively reveal that Britt Eady and Kenya Moore both won't appear at the annual season wrap up, which films in Atlanta. It films in Atlanta. They filmed it in Atlanta on Thursday, June 5th. I'm actually surprised they have not filmed in Atlanta in such a long time. Did they really film in Atlanta or here in New York? Because, you know, Andy Cohen has been having them come to New York these for all the reunions, unless you're on the East Coast. That would be interesting. According to People Magazine, they're saying in Atlanta. MacBoy on TikTok says, I thought it was in New York too. Normally, the last few reunions, but remember, a few years ago, it used to be in Atlanta they did the reunions. Okay. So each is absent for different reasons. A source tells People, Edie, 37, skipped the taping on her own accord amid a falling out with her co-stars. Girl, this is what the reunion's for, so that you guys can, oh, wait a minute. Did, because remember Shamia said in the interviews that Britt Eady said something about her daughter? Her daughter that's been going through a lot of health issues? Is that why she didn't want to be held accountable for that? Did you really say something? Right, Cece? Drew is in New York City. She's been in New York City the last few days doing promo. But she's also in New York to do Watch What Happens Live. So I would think that everything was done here. This is according to People Magazine. I don't know if that's true. Okay. So they said each is absent for different reasons. A source tells People that Britt skipped the taping on her own accord amid a falling out of her co-stars, while a second source says that Moore was not invited by Bravo to participate in the reunion. According to sources, she was invited, then disinvited. But okay. Whatever. I mean, again, we have to remember this is People Magazine. Might as well say that they're Bravo News. They have close relationships, allegedly, with Bravo. So this is why they have the exclusive. Andy probably talked to whoever wrote this. Who wrote this? Hold on. Please hold. David Quinn, of course. Didn't David Quinn put out a book on Andy's publishing house? Yeah, come on now. Piece it all together for you guys. Let's break that fourth wall, as Candace would say. All right, so Housewives, Portia Williams, Phaedra Parks, Shamia Morton, Kelly Farrell, and Angela Oakley will all be in attendance, as was Cynthia Bailey, who returned to the franchise this season as a friend. Reps for the network did not immediately respond when contacted for an explanation. Really? But did release a reunion seating chart on Thursday that did not include Edie and Moore in the mix. Edie did not immediately respond to People's request for comment, while Moore issued a statement on Twitter Thursday saying, okay, let's get to Kenya Moore's statement first, since this is the timeline of things. So Kenya said this on socials, and I was actually surprised because I didn't expect Kenya to release a statement. I think Kenya probably was still hopeful that maybe the network would change their mind and invite her to the reunion. But with Britt Edie not attending, it also made no sense for Kenya to get all dolled up and do what? So it actually worked out perfectly. So Kenya says, I'm disappointed to not be a part of the RHOA 16 reunion taping today. Please know I take full accountability for my actions and deeply apologize to all those affected, including Brittany, the cast, crew, guests, and viewers. I look forward to seeing you all back on Bravo soon. This is the first time that she's made a public apology to Britt Edie that I recall. I know she's taken accountability before in interviews and things like that, but she also has taken accountability in a way that was sort of like justifying what she did. So this was sort of like her, for me, even though at that last part, I look forward to seeing you all back on Bravo soon. Okay. Hint, hint, maybe. Okay. So this was like the first time that I felt like, okay, it seems as if she's got her tail between her legs. She's like, I this is what I need to do. And I know what I need to do to come back. And now that we know that Britt's not coming back, I could see Kenya coming back. Maybe. I don't know. I'm hearing mixed things behind the scenes. I'm hearing mixed things about behind the scenes when it comes to that. Because of how this all played out. And then how Kenya has handled herself on social media. I think if Kenya had did this and was just quiet, I think we would have seen a guarantee. Like she's coming back in season 17. But we shall see. A lot can happen. I feel like they have the weaker link is gone. Britt Edie, if I have to say it, if you didn't know who I was talking about. So I feel like the door could be somewhat open. Maybe. Y'all need to just put Kenya on Traitors. I know that's coming up soon. Bravo. I know y'all watch production. Put Kenya on Traitors. She's competitive. And she's, you know, she's good reality television. And we don't need, the good thing about Traitors and the good thing that Phaedra brought on there was she just brought personality. She didn't have to talk about her personal life. It didn't have to talk about any of that stuff. She just had to interact with these people she doesn't know. I want to see that. Okay. Shay says, Kempire, a birdie in the know, says that she will be back. I know a birdie's in the know, and I haven't heard that. Sorry. I mean, if I had legitimately heard that, yes, that was happening, I would tell you guys. I think it's up in the air right now. Up in the air, but we shall see. What I do know is Britt's gone. Sorry. All right. So that was Kenya's statement. Speaking of Britt, so Britt Edie as you know, skipped out on the reunion because of her falling out with, I guess, the entire cast. But didn't she just meet up with Portia? Okay. And didn't she literally just filmed with Portia and Phaedra for the after show. The after show was recently filmed. Remember, I told you when they started filming that. So that's recent. So why wouldn't you show up for the reunion? You could have sat on the couch with Portia and Phaedra. Ooh. It sounds like you just can't take the heat. You're a terrible housewife. All right. So this is what Britt Edie posted on her Instagram story. She says, hold on, let me take a sip of water. As everyone is now aware, I'm not attending the reunion. This was my decision. The events of this season have devastated me. And while I cannot say much right now, I do want to set the record straight about one thing. The graphic sexual photo surrounding the events in episode 5, that photo was not me. As the episode makes clear, I did not see the photo at the time. Rather, I was made aware of the photo being presented at the event and based on what I was told, assumed that it was somehow a photo of me, which is why I reacted in the way that I did. I do not know who was in the photo, but upon seeing it for the first time recently, I now know it was not me. So what about that, your insurance license? And if it wasn't you, does it matter in regards to how Bravo handled the Kenya of it all? My HR in me is telling me no, it's still an explicit photo that you're sharing at a work event. Okay. But does that matter for you guys in the audience? The fact that it wasn't a photo of Britt Edie. But do we believe Britt Edie that it wasn't a photo of her? She's been caught out there in multiple lies, okay? So I can't go by what she's saying here. So she's now claiming that the photo that Kenya Moore shared at her Kenya Moore hair care event was not her. As you know, she was not there when it was shown. I don't know when she saw it or who shared it with her, but here we are. She then says at the bottom, I look forward to seeking accountability and moving past this dark part of my life. Britt, heart emoji. Britt, goodbye. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Goodbye. Thank you. But no, thank you for your services. Your services were terrible. There was just nothing redeeming about you. And like I said before, this is not Team Twirl over here. It's not any of that stuff. If I felt like you were an actual good housewife, like let's say this was an Angela and Kenya situation, then I'd be like, you know what? Okay, fine. Angela, you've brought other things to the show. You've brought nothing. I'm sorry. It's okay. You can go back off into obscurity. All right? I think she was going to be in the hot seat. I think she said and did things during this Grenada trip that people were going to call her out during the reunion. Plus, there's been so many other things. People are going to ask her about your obsession with Kenya at the top of the season. People are going to ask about the insurance license. And then Angela was going to school you on how that really works, and you weren't going to be able to answer those questions. People are going to ask you about what the blogs have been saying about your husband. People are going to ask you about the lawsuit from the country club. People are going to ask, damn girl, how long is this reunion going to be? Because we had a lot of questions for Britt and for Kenya. This could be a one-parter, but we already know with Bravo, they're going to drag it out. It's going to at least be two. They better not make it three. It can't be three. Do not make this reunion three. Because the first 6 episodes is about the Kenya and Britt Edie of it all. So what are we talking about during reunion? The breakdown of Portia and Shamia's relationship? The breakdown of Portia and Drew's relationship? She dragged that whole situation out. Are we going to talk about Portia and Simon Gobadia, even though she barely talked about it during the season? We don't need an update at the reunion because we don't care. Okay, fine. Maybe they'll talk about Apollo finding out that he has a long-lost son that he's now conveniently sharing with the world. He found out when he was in jail. He's been out of jail for years at this particular point. I'm talking about the second time around. Come on. So what are we talking about? This could be a one-parter. This actually could be an email. This could be an email reunion. Okay, fine. Cocoa Vibrations of the reunion will be boring. I don't know. Look, I will always remain open and I will watch. But based on what we're getting off this reunion seating chart, there's...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Not that many people there. I'm like, so what are we talking about? And will Shamia and Portia actually give us the details on what happened between Miss Diane and Mama Morton? Yes, we heard rumors that it had something to do with the daycare and buying out the daycare business. And then we heard rumors that maybe it might have been a man. Well, we didn't hear rumors about it might being a man. Y'all said it might be a man. And I said, y'all, why y'all think it's about a man? Why y'all think it's about a man? But all right. All right. We shall see. Or maybe Phaedra will talk about her relationship with Shake. I saw Phaedra did an interview recently talking about, she's like, I am in a relationship. You know, we're just taking it easy and cool. And I was like, okay, now you and Shake are in a relationship. I thought he was in a relationship with that white girl. Oh. Okay. Okay, we have a lot to talk about when the Kempire After Dark, the villain era, comes to Atlanta on August 5th. Don't forget, before that, we'll be coming to Philly on July 10th. Then August 22nd, I'll be in Washington, D.C., and then here in New York City on September 12th. Get your tickets today for the Kempire After Dark, the villain era. Tickets will be available in the description. Meet and greets are available. A live stream option is available only for the New York City show. You'll have that for a week. So even if you come to the show, you might want to still be able to relive that moment. So get your tickets. I know. If you have the coin, fine. According to Elon Musk, we're going to be in a recession by the end of the year. That's what he said. He also said that he might have rigged the election. What is going on in this world? Based off of our politics, don't forget, primaries are coming up here in New York City at the end of this month. Happy Pride Month. See, Pride. Okay. What is happening? Like, I would not be surprised if Diddy walks at this particular point. I feel like I am in a different time zone. What is going on? But okay, fine. Britt probably knew that she wasn't coming back, so she was just like, it wasn't worth it for her to come on the show. But girl, didn't you want to get that check? Don't you need that check? Allegedly. Let me say thank you. Thank you so much for all the super chats, guys. You can also support the channel just by liking today's live. All right. And if you missed it, we premiered our video, our Diddy update earlier today. So be sure to check that out. You can also hear it on the Kempire podcast. Miss Esquire, thank you for the super chat. Miss Esquire, thank you so much for the summer of live. Thank you so much, TikTok. Shout out to our TikTok fam. Miss Esquire says Drew would go to an opening of an envelope. We really think she turned down Watch What Happens Live to do the conflicts. I don't believe that. You and I don't believe that. But that's the narrative that people are running with. But I have to give it. I don't know. I'm trying to understand. So what's happening with her in the network right now? Because I feel like Drew is handling herself when it comes to this cast. Even though everyone is making it about Drew, I feel like she's really handled herself very well this season. So looking for drama, thank you so much for the super chat. Looking for drama says, Britt is broke. Miss no food, dine and dance. Oh my gosh, not dine and dash. They said dine and dash. You were looking for some drama. Thank you for the super chat. Just Jules, thank you for the super chat. You missed. Wait, oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't come up here, Jules. She says, you missed my 31-month membership chat. It doesn't come up on here. Only the super chats come up here, unfortunately. If it was on StreamYard, it would come up there. I don't know why it doesn't do it here. Maybe the next update. You said, T on Gia. Was she really suspended from filming the new show for the cheating scandal with Lewis' name on the LLC? I don't know anything about that, but it wouldn't shock me. I know nothing about that. I mean, the fact that Teresa's still married to that man, I'm like, all right, girl. Keith, thank you so much for the super chat. Keith says, I know Bravo feels like Boo Boo the Fool putting all their coins in the Brit Edie basket just for her to leave them with a 90-minute reunion special. I don't think they need 90 minutes. That's why I said this could be a one-parter. Sin, thank you so much for the super chat. Sin says, I think Kenya may have a multi-season deal. She doesn't, but I'll let you finish. Because she maintains that we'll see her back on Bravo. When Candy left, she mentioned her contract was up, alluding that they have multiple season deals. No. Some of them do. Some of them do. But that's not the situation. Based on what I know, which is fine. Which is fine. But based on what I know, no. Miss Esquire, thank you so much for another super chat. Miss Esquire says, you know RHOA is on its last legs when we rather watch AI-generated babies recite old lines. Have you guys been watching that too? Old lines, then tune in for the new season. Cut down the peach tree. Yeah. Shout out to our Club Campfire Baddies on the Apple Podcast subscription. I know I'm late with the episode. I'll have to release it this weekend. You know, the ditty of it all has been keeping me busy. But I got some tea to spill with you guys. Stay tuned. Sin, thank you so much for another super chat. Sin says, Carlos King said that today he can confirm that no one knew Brit would be a no-show. Yeah, because he probably knows people in production over there. I'm sure they all found out today in regards to her not being a no-show. The same way that Karen did it on RHOP. Miss Kelly, thank you so much for the super chat. Miss Kelly with her bright red lips. Okay. She says, we need housewives who confront the conflict, not run and hide. I think Brit knew that she was not coming back. I think the writing was on the wall. Looking for drama says, let's start a petition to get T.S. Madison on RHOA. T.S. Madison has so much other things going on in her life. I don't think she wants to do it. Oh, maybe she does. I don't know. Has she ever said that she wants to do it? She'd be hilarious, but she's busy. She's got lots of things going on right now. Keith, thank you so much for another super chat. Keith says, let Britney be a lesson as to why they shouldn't be doing open casting calls on Backpage. Kenya should just leave peacefully because coming back now is too close to begging or a last choice. And that's the problem. I mean, we can have a larger conversation, and maybe I'll talk about this on Club Campfire about this cycle of, not cycle of abuse, but almost, when it comes to these housewives and them always wanting to be on the show. This goes back to the reality TV reckoning. They're not getting residuals. So when they're no longer on the show, they're not getting the attention. They're not getting the money for that. So a lot of them do rely on this check. I'm not saying that is Kenya's situation, but a lot of these women do, unfortunately. Samira. Oh, Samira got a new photo. Okay, Samira, gorgeous. I mean, you were gorgeous in the other photo, but this new photo, okay. Samira, thank you for the super chat. Samira says, Drew's seating and not coming on Watch What Happens Live. She's not returning. I was also looking forward to Brit's reunion look since she's the best dressed on the cast. Look, well, remember, Brit's stylist was the same stylist as, what's her name? Kelly. So I'm not looking forward to Kelly's look, but Kelly might surprise us because Kelly's looks have been a little shaky. Do you guys think that Brit was the best dressed this season? I guess everyone's going to have a different opinion. Don't fight, y'all. It's all right. Kimberly says, yes, the AI baby saying, who is this hoe, would be too funny. Oh, yeah, I want to see that. I'm going to add that to the soundboard now that we're over that situation. So anytime y'all call in, I'm like, who is this hoe? I'm sorry. If you're a member of the channel, I've already dropped the call in link. All right. So be sure to check that out on the post tab. I'm going to drop it for our Team Campfire members next, but Royal Court members, I've already dropped it for you. Live chat, we have almost 2,000 of you here, but not even 500 likes. Mods, let me know how many likes I should get to before. Do we have any mods in the chat? Wait, I don't remember. Foxy, if you're up still. And like, Foxy, when do you sleep? Foxy's all the way in Sweden. Okay, let me take a sip. Because, you know, I've been talking all day. I need to rest my voice. Okay, tomorrow I'll rest my voice. Good. All right. Radiant says that Shamia is the best.
Lies! The lies!
I do know Shamia is, well, her stylist that she's utilizing now. And I wonder if she utilized her for the reunion. I'm probably sure that she did. She probably will be best dressed at the reunion because you loved, remember the person that coordinated the styling for RHOP's reunion? And she styled Kenya, she styled Nene, she styled Lisa Milan, she styled a lot of different people. If she worked with, I don't know if she has, for the reunion. I'll ask, though. I'll get back to you on that one, to our Club Kempire members. Oh, hey, Foxy. Foxy's still here. Foxy, what time is it in Sweden right now? All right. Do I have anything else that I want to say about this? So Kenya released her statement. Britt Edey released her statement. I think that's all I had to say. And it's late here, and I got to be up early. So, okay, thank you, Foxy. 850 likes. So once we get to 850 likes, I'll drop the call link for the general audience. TikTok, keep tapping your screens. There's almost 200 of you here, and we don't even have 20,000 likes. We should be at like 100,000 likes. Mama Cece on TikTok says, do you think Britt Edey is getting fired? I think it's already done. You remember, they always say if you don't show up to a reunion, that pretty much seals your fate. And I don't feel like she's a powerhouse player. For those that have been saying, oh, Britt Edey's going to come back and y'all going to be so mad about it. Someone said that to me on X, and you're probably watching. Keep watching. Said that, oh, y'all all say that about people and then y'all going to see Britt Edey come back. Well, what about this? Her fate is sealed. I would be shocked if she comes back. Shocked if she comes back. Okay. It's almost 4 a.m. Foxy, when do you sleep? When do you sleep? But we appreciate you. Everyone send Foxy some love for being here. All right. Shout out. Send love to all of our mods. Okay. All right. I'm going to get to some callers. Members, I've already dropped the call link for you guys. I was late to the live. Ms. Parker says, did we talk about Drew's Breakfast Club interview? We briefly did. I didn't go into detail about her Breakfast Club interview. I thought it was a good interview. It reminded, I think, the world about Drew Sidora. I know a lot of people want to say Drew's that girl or was that girl. I don't want to go that far, but she was definitely an established person. Like, when she came on the show, we knew who she was. She's been on so many different things over the years, and she did a hell of a job in that TLC movie. I need to rewatch that. Where can I rewatch that? Where is that available? That was such a good movie. They did such a good job. Lil Mama too, and Kiki Palmer. They did a good job with that TLC movie. But look, and I think the music is really good. I think this is Drew's era. This is her time. But Drew, that man is dragging you down. She talked a lot more about Ralph in this interview as well. And in that situation. Wait, did Ralph have a woman in the basement? I saw Ralph denied that on social media. Ralph, go sit down. Go get a life. Again, it goes back to what I was saying about the Halle Bailey and DGG situation, that video that I did earlier today. Ladies, be mindful who you have babies with. I know now it's too late to say that to some of y'all, but just be mindful. Okay? All right. Oh, Cameron says, I think on Tubi. That I watch commercials though, right? That TLC movie was good. And now TLC, they're going to bring it to Broadway. TLC, shout out to TLC and my tourist sister, T-Boz. All right, I digress. Let me get to the callers. Guys, don't forget the opinions of the callers do not represent the opinions of myself, the Kempire LLC. Everything that they say is alleged. They also do not represent the opinions of our sponsors, okay? The other thing that I wanted to say, there was one more thing. It's all right. Keep liking the video. All right. Let's bring up Duchess. Duchess is backstage. Duchess, thank you so much for being a member. What's going on?
I can't believe I'm first. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Pays to be a member.
How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll keep this very quick. I've said before that you should always be neutral on Housewives on their first season. But at the very least, they should give you a reason to root for them. Angela has given us a reason to root for her. Britt never did that. So for her to not show up at the reunion, like, you're done. What is there to root for? You're not even showing up to the reunion. outside of that, why are we even having a reunion? Like, if she's not there, if Kenya's not there, what are we talking about? What are we going to talk about? It better not be more than one episode. Two is like the limit, but beyond that, if they try and stretch it to three, I'm just throwing in the towel.
Yeah, they better not stretch it to three.
But that's all I have this evening.
Thank you so much, Duchess, for calling in.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Yeah, because again, why did we even keep in the Kenya of it all? Now, we're, that was the first six episodes. That was poor decision making. All right, Nelson the Virgo's backstage. We're going to bring Nelson up next. Nelson, what did you want to share?
Can you hear me?
Barely. Where are you hiding? Are you at your sneaky links?
No. What's so fucking... No. I am outside, though, because it was really nice today. It was like 90 degrees outside here in New York, so it was really hot. And I did like a really big walk from Queens. But anyways, what I wanted to say, Queens to Brooklyn. I know I be doing a lot of walks like that. But what I wanted to say is I really feel like maybe Britt not coming back. She low-key might take a friend role to come back to Roa. I don't know. I just feel like maybe, like you get punished. I don't feel like she's going to get fired. You get punished. Like, when you do something, you don't go to the reunion, you get punished. Like, Portia did what she did to Kenya, that reunion. She was a friend of because she got punished. So I feel like maybe she's not fired. Maybe she's going to get punished. But, I honestly did not notice that Britt wasn't there. I wanted to point that out. Like, when I saw the thing, I was like, oh, wow, the seating was interesting. And then people were like, oh, Britt, Edie's not there. And I was like, wait, she's not there? And then I kept looking, and then I was like, oh, wait, Drew's at the end. She's low-key getting the Candy treatment. Like, you know how, like, Candy always sits at the end, but she comes back? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about Drew, y'all. She's coming back, y'all. And I'm so sorry that I'm taking up so much time, but I just, I had a lot to say.
Oh, that's okay. You had two more seconds.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. And then that's it. No, yeah, that's it for now. Bye, everybody, and I'll see you soon, Ken Park, because, I'm coming to that show in New York.
See you then, Nelson. Bye. Guys, just announced, don't forget, for those who came to our LA show, you already know Alexander Rogers will be opening for me in the Philly show. So I'm sure he's announced it by now. So Alexander Rogers will be opening up for me at the City Winery Philly show. Again, go get your tickets for that. Then I'll be in Atlanta. The Atlanta show about to be lit. You think some of the housewives might come? Like Stacey came to the DC show? Stacey ain't going to come to this next DC show. Watch. I'm going to invite her, though. I should send her a DM. Come to DC. So, accountability. Okay. All right. Cynthia's backstage. Hold on. Cynthia, what's going on?
Hi, Kempire. How are you?
Oh, well, how are you?
Kempire, I want to thank you for all that you do. I just love you, Kempire. Thank my you. Favorite Taurus.
Thank you.
I'm brown nosing right now.
Uh-oh. Why? What do you want?
Nothing, Kempire. Kempire, honestly... Britt Edie did all of this for nothing. It is so annoying. Like, this is just, a lot of things that's going on in this world right now, it's just weird.
Right?
Weird. What's happening? I mean, like, with Trump, it's just, oh my God, it's too much.
Yeah,
but I agree. For some reason, I feel like, this is just my little conspiracy theory, I feel like maybe Bravo is doing this maybe to... get more views for the reunion or make viewers turn into the last episodes. I don't know. I'm just kind of weird like that too, Kempire.
Okay. I mean, some people have speculated that before. I don't know. Some people have also speculated that they're trying to ruin RHOA in general.
Yeah, they might as well go ahead and do that.
All right. Is that it, Cynthia?
That's it, Kempire. I'll tune in next time. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Oh, you guys are hilarious. Shout out to the replay crew. I know some of you are not used to me coming live at this time of night on a Thursday. Oh my gosh. Tomorrow's Friday. Where is the time going? But if you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let me know where you're watching from. Let me know your thoughts on the seating chart, your thoughts on Britt Edie not being there, Kenya's statement. Let us know your thoughts, okay? All right, let's bring Keith up next. Hold on. Let me bring Keith up. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, Kempire. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. But first of all, I do want to start off with Real Housewives of
Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm. So first of all, with Heather Dubrow, I'm gonna be honest, I've never really been a major fan of her.
Yeah.
And I feel like her storylines for the past few years has just been about her home, whether it's buying a home, renovating a home. She has nothing to bring. I feel like she honestly doesn't really have much personality. Ooh. But then again, I haven't really been watching OC for years since season one. I've probably been watching for like the last 5 years, probably since Noella came on. So since then. But I've never really been a big fan of her. But also with Real Housewives of Atlanta, I felt it pretty disgusting with Phaedra when she said that she only knows a Drew of playing in like that's some sort of bad thing. Yes, like that's some sort of bad thing, and it's really disgusting because, truth be told, I understand Phaedra is an attorney, but I don't know of any cases she's actually won. And this isn't even shade or trying to backpedal on Cynthia, but last time I checked, Bobby Brown went to jail for a few months for beating on Whitney Houston. So how is she trying to throw shade on Drew's career when she was just lucky to be able to find a celebrity that were willing to take a public defendant? It's quite disgusting, but yeah, that's about it.
Damn. Thank you. All right, thanks, Keith.
Bye.
He went in. I didn't expect the Phaedra tear down, but okay. Taurus with the T's backstage. We're gonna bring Taurus with the T up next. What's going on, Taurus with the T?
Hi, Campfire. How are you?
Where are you? Everybody's out.
Sorry, no, my boyfriend got a new car and we're taking him for a drive. Hello.
Oh, excuse me, a Rolls Royce?
No, we wish. what I wanted to say.
Now you're breaking up. It's definitely not a Rolls Royce. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, it's breaking up. nope, see? Dropped out. Got you a Honda, dude. Taurus with the T, try calling back in. We'll come back to you. It's okay. She's out and about. It's fine. Izzy's backstage. We're going to bring Izzy up next. Izzy, what did you want to share about all this Real Housewives of Atlanta news?
Hey, Campfire. I had to pause my treadmill. I'm trying to get my fitness situation
together.
I know,
that's right. I need to get one for here so I can just walk.
Yeah, it's one of those little walking pads. But all I wanted to say, I wanted to keep it short and shady and just say that I hope they bring Kenya back for next season. Really, those first couple episodes before, you know, that incident with Brady were the most interesting, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I'm not sad at all that Britt's not coming back. But tell me why she would say that, oh, this photo isn't me. So all of that stuff about you being devastated and it impacting your life. Like, if you knew a photo didn't exist out there with you in it, then why would you think it was you if it wasn't?
Yeah, because didn't she tell us that, oh, she had taken that photo with a boyfriend and she
may
have been
underage? Like, what is that about?
She lied a lot too.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I got to say, but looking forward to seeing you in DC.
Yes, Izzy, see you then.
Bye-bye.
DC always shows up and shows out. Shout out to our DC massive. DC, I might have a little something else while I'm there, so stay tuned. All right. Let's bring Elijah up next. Elijah, what's going on?
Hey, Campfire.
Hey.
So I just wanted to say, right, for me personally, seeing all this mess unfold, I'm just so upset because I'm like, why would they? At least they should have invited Kenya to the reunion just in case something like this would happen. Like, they did all this for what? They brought this train wreck on the show for what? You know what I'm saying? To then just, like, to me, it feels like they just got tired of Kenya, and as a means to an end, they used Britt to get her out, right? Mm. So if you're tired of Kenya, that's fine, but now look at what we have. There's like sticks and grass, like Nene said at Sheree's house. You know what I'm saying? So what else is there going on? You know, so to me, I hope that they bring Kenya back. And I thank God, like Ramona said, that this girl is out of here. Because to me, I feel like, you know, obviously all housewives have wonky events. Like, I get it. But to me, it's like the lies. And then her going on Instagram saying this photo isn't even her. It's like, it's getting to a point where I'm like, okay, what was Bravo really thinking when they put this girl on? And then Andy... clearly, I don't know what happened between him and Kenya or what's going on, but I feel like there has to be something there because no one can admit, no matter how much you dislike her, Kenya is good TV. You know what I'm saying? So looking at this reunion stage, I don't understand what they really was thinking. And they should have, like, you know, when Brandy didn't come to the reunion, they did a video of her and she sent in something. They should have done something like that, but something has to be done. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm glad Britt is gone. We won. Oh. Let me stop.
Bye, Elijah. Elijah said we won. I mean, look, I think the fact that she did not come to the reunion and did not at least try to have some resolution, because, you know, nowadays, especially with a reboot, they're not really trying to get rid of these housewives immediately. So she really just sort of just lost an opportunity for herself. She could have had a second season and maybe became more likable. Down it. But you never know. I think they would have at least given her two seasons to try and help figure it out. Maybe. Maybe not. Look, maybe not. Especially how this season played out. She probably knew the writing was on the wall. It's okay. Woo, woo, woo. All right. Know the Queen is backstage. We're going to bring Know the Queen up next. Know the Queen, what did you want to share about all of this Real Housewives of Atlanta news? Know the Queen, you're muted. Know the Queen, where are you? All right. I'll come back to you, Know the Queen. All right. Miss Esquire is backstage. Miss Esquire, what's going on?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, well, how are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know.
I'm sorry, child. I've been working and parenting. I can't believe it. So Britt Edie really wants us to believe that Bravo and NBC Universal did an entire HR investigation, looked into this, and they never showed her the videos. They never showed her the photos. She never had a chance to peruse it so that she could say definitively, yes, that's me. Yes, that's defamatory, hurtful. You want us to believe that that just happened recently, that you were on a whole press tour about this before the season launched, and you had not seen the actual photos. Like, does this girl think that we don't know how to do math and put two and two together? I don't understand. I really, like, can somebody please tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Because that's got to be where she resides. I don't get it. I really want the people to stop coming to us, like, with these lies that don't make sense. At least spend some time on the lies. Like, I really don't get it. And I don't get what she thinks she's going to achieve after this. Like, is she going to go straight into influencing? Is she going to go do insurance? Like, what career will you build off of this?
Bare naked.
Excuse me? No, and I'm just like, I'm looking at this chart and I'm basically, so we got four people essentially at this reunion, because, or five rather, because two people are essentially friends of who are in and out. You know, Phaedra was away at some other sleepaway camp, and, you know, Cynthia was only coming in to be a camp counselor every other week. So I don't know what we gonna talk about at this reunion. I don't want to talk about Shamia and Portia's fledgling relationship. I really don't. I will refuse to hear the words baby daddy or Dennis at all during this reunion. I don't want to talk about Ralph being down in the damn basement. Like, and I don't want to hear anything else about Angela's nose job. So what are we going to talk about at this reunion? This better be one part. It better only be one part. You know
it's not going to be.
But what are they... I mean, Kempire, seriously, what are we going to talk about for two parts?
You know they're going to still bring up the Britt Edie and the Kenya stuff. You know, they're going to ask the group's reaction to that. But
haven't we already played that song and dance all season? Like, don't we know where everybody stands? At this point, and I never thought I would say this, just bring all the OGs back. Just bring all, pay these women whatever they want, and just bring Sheree and Nene and Candy and Kenya and Cynthia. Bring all the OGs back. I don't want any new girls. I don't want to see any new version of Atlanta. Because if this is what the new Atlanta has to offer, is what these new girls came with, no thank you. And even Kelly, who I like, but she doesn't fit. Like, she doesn't fit anywhere with anybody. And so I just bring the OGs back, or pack it up and let's go, because they really are declassing the show, in the words that Nene leaks.
Damn. That always hits me differently when I hear people repeat what Nene says. Like, damn, I would hate for someone to say that about me.
She said that. She was like, they're declassing the show. I mean, she's specifically talking about Freaking Frog,
yeah,
who are on this thing. And they are declassing the show. And I don't want to see Orange County and those women of a certain age showing me their very aged vaginas on a regular basis. I don't want to see. I'm like, why would I want to see that? And why do you think? And I know, like, them women live in the most conservative part of California. No one wants to see you doing that. And no one wants to see that. please just bring back the OGs or pack it up. I don't want to see any more of Atlanta, except on the baby AI generated content that I love.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ms. Esquire. Have a good night. All right. Let me try Know the Queen again. Know the Queen, are you there? Know the Queen. You're muted. I can't hear you. All right. We tried. All right. I'm going to wrap this up, y'all. I want to say thank you to our King's Guards. Thank you to everyone that called in. We appreciate them. We have a couple of super chats I want to say thank you for. Mr. Melanin Magic, thank you so much for the super chat. Mr. Melanin says, this season was bad. Thank God nasal passages are gone. Tired of Kelly being naked and hollering. Shamia, the big red dog. 50-year-old women are better on this show. Yeah, I mean, it will be interesting to see what direction they decide to go in next season. I feel like with the cast that we have now, I don't think it's bad. We had a lot of liars this season. I don't know. I don't feel like it was the worst. Again, I'm always grading these seasons now based off of Roni and how bad Roni was. I got a lot of tea to spill in this next episode of Club Kempire. If you're not a member, you should become a member. Because I'm going to spill some tea over the week. I'm going to drop the episode over the weekend. I have a busy day tomorrow, so I won't be able to do it. But I got to write down all the tea that I need to share. Okay? Taurus with the tea's back. Taurus with the tea, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kempire, can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Oh, I saw the shade in the chat. Not about the Honda. Y'all play too much. I wanted to call in to say that I'm actually very excited to see the OC. I love the OC. I'm actually rewatching season 10 right now because it's my favorite. Mm. I took your advice and I watched Miami, so I can't wait for that one to come out. And Britt Edie is ridiculous. If she really thinks that anyone noticed that she was missing, I actually had to look at the comments to see what people were saying to notice that she was missing. And Phaedra and Kim Kardashian give the same kind of quality of lawyer. They should have never brought her back. She's not good. And Portia being first seat and Shamia being first seat makes no sense. It definitely should have been Drew and Angela and someone else. But thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Taurus, with the tea. I know they've asked this before. I don't know how they decide who's going to sit there. I feel like it's different in every city. I think there are certain OGs that will always sit next to Andy. But I think in certain cities that there will be certain people, depending on the conflict they're having that season, is when they'll switch it up. But I don't know. I don't think it's that important. Okay, fine. We'll move on. Okay. Miss Bernice is backstage. Miss Bernice caught us just in time. Miss Bernice, what's going on?
You know, you snuck this up. You snuck this on me.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. How are they going to have the Sheen Queen, which is Britney, coming there, trying to act like love and hip hop? You got rid of the Queen, and they gave us the court jester. Okay, how is Peg Bundy going to say she's not coming to the reunion? Baby, you the B act. You acting like you the A act. No. I like you, Angela. What the hey? You got diva now? You acting like a diva. This your first season. Come on. You don't do that. You're not going to be invited back. You're not worth it. Ooh. So go over to Love of Hip Hop, Atlanta, or Miami, whichever one, and make your money. Because you're not coming back to Atlanta doing this.
I would be shocked if
and they could have kept Feifei.
Hmm. Okay.
They could have kept Feifei because she ain't bringing nothing.
Okay. Anything else, Miss Bernice?
No. that's about it. I'm tired of the ratchetness on Atlanta Housewives. They irk me because they give reasons for people not to watch it.
Yeah.
So they can get rid of the show. I watch it with my third eye.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Ms. Bernice. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Have Bye-bye. A good night. Bye. All right. No, the Queen is back. No, the Queen, are you there?
Hey.
Hey. Are you there?
Hello?
You're like breaking up.
You hear me?
Now I can. Lord. Now I can't. Like going in and out.
Okay, Jesus.
Are you in your headset or something?
Yeah.
Take your headset off.
Hello?
Here we go.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes the headset. What's going on? What's your thoughts on all this stuff? You're gonna close this out tonight.
Don't worry. All I'm gonna say is I'm boycotting the show now. It's over because Britt Edie has wasted my time. I'm reclaiming it.
Oh,
Drew is last chair, and if she didn't show up, they wouldn't have nothing to talk about. So that's just disrespectful. Cynthia don't even have a peach. Why is she ahead of Drew? And I love Cynthia, but let's be serious right now. It's just a whole bunch of foolishness and nonsensory. I'm done. We can wrap it up now.
Not nonsensory.
And when you watch that TLC movie, look out for Shamia. She's an extra. Lies!
I forgot about that. Okay. All right. Is that it, Noda Queen?
Justice for Drew. That's it. You have a good one.
You too, Noda Queen. Bye. Y'all are a mess today. Shout out to everyone watching on TikTok, Twitch, and Twitter. Those of you watching on Facebook and those of you watching on YouTube. And, of course, our replay crew. Be sure to let us know your thoughts on this. First of all, the Real Housewives of Orange County trailer that just came out for season 19. That will be coming out on July 10th, the season premiere. That's also the night of the Kempire After Dark show in Philadelphia. So if you're in Philly and you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go get your tickets. We'll be in Atlanta on August 5th. It's going to be hot in Atlanta in August, but that's the date. I was fighting for dates. We were like fighting for dates in Atlanta, but we were able to make it happen. Then I'll be in D.C. on August 22nd. It's going to be hot there, too. I'm going to go somewhere cold. And then, of course, New York City is on September 12th. There are meet and greets available for all shows. There's a live stream available exclusively for the New York City show. Go get your tickets today. More information is available in the description. Don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast. We are killing it over the Kempire podcast. We are growing. All right. I think we were like number 16 in entertainment news this week. Yes. Come on. A round of applause. Come on. Okay. What? Mr. Melman said, Kemp, go live tomorrow and I will send you $500 in Sims money. Really? Block. Let me block you right now. Okay. Let me say thank you. We had a couple of super chats. Then I'm going to bed. I got to get up early tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow is my retreat day. Okay. Jameer, thank you so much for the super chat. Jameer says, bye, Britt. Only thing good was her looks on the show. Loved her outfits during the season. Okay, but goodbye. Damn. Tell me how you really feel, Jameer. Melly, thank you so much for being a member for the Super Chat. Melly says, who did the investigation of the pics? Because it's obvious they missed the importance of the person not being Britt. I don't believe Britt. I think Britt's lying. Okay. Now I need to hear from Kenya. Kenya, can we verify who was there? Because we've seen old pictures of Britt too, so we could easily... Okay, anyway, it's unimportant. We don't care. But I agree. I agree with you. I agree with Miss Esquire. If this was investigated, you dragged this out all season only for us to find out the reunion that the pictures weren't you? Okay, girl. Kendra, thank you so much for the suja. Kendra says, I just joined the live. Did you already talk about Britt saying the pictures weren't her? Yeah, we did. We did. We talked about that. But thank you for hopefully making sure that we covered everything when it comes to RHOA. There was a lot that played out today. Jameer, thank you for another super chat. Jameer says, the problem with the show, nobody are real friends. That's been the problem with a lot of these reality shows. None of these people are real friends. Keith, thank you so much for another super chat. Keith says, Britt leaving probably saved Drew's job. Possibly. I mean, based on what we got from Drew this season, I didn't think that she had any job issues to keeping her job. But I don't know. I'm wondering what was happening, why she hasn't been on Watch What Happens Live. And I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, y'all, I appreciate you all being here. If you haven't liked the video already, be sure to like it. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to like the video, subscribe. You know, some of you are still watching but not subscribed. I don't know why, but it is what it is, okay? Shout out to those of you watching on TikTok. Make sure you follow us there. And I will see you all this weekend. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast because I probably will be join our Club Kempire because I got a lot of tea to spill in regards to some housewives stuff. So stay tuned for that. I will see you guys in the next one. Everyone have a good night. Don't forget, tickets are now on sale for the Kempire After Dark shows coming to Philly, Atlanta, D.C., and New York City. Hopefully some more cities will be announced. Again, if you know promoters, send them my way. Jocelyn, thank you so much for the super chat. Jocelyn says, please set me free. No. All of y'all go to my last video and y'all better go donate. Go donate to our fundraiser, our pride fundraiser for the center. And then once we get to $1,000, I will play Set Me Free. I'm not playing it tonight. I already played it once. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.